Well, it's June 2nd, and every night, for the longest time now, I've gone for a walk because I don't sleep well, and it helps me sleep, I think. I've been collecting data through the some sleep app on my iPhone anyway. June 2nd is the day that my dad died. And it's early June 2nd. It's like 12:05 or something. And it's very dark out, and, you know, just walking down the street. And I don't know. Just watching the George Carlin with Maddie and Nathan, Maddie's boyfriend, and before I went out. And I'll remember some stuff. Remember Dad and I and Isabel and Mom watching George Carlin. And when he came out and he said in this one of his things, I don't know what it was, that he believed in Joe Pesci. He believed in the sun and he had faith in Joe Pesci. And that there was no God. And Dad said, "That's it, I'm with Dave and Isabel. There's no God. I'm an atheist." That was like 2005 probably. Something like that. Anyway, I'll do my thing I do every June 2nd, which is I post on Facebook stories of my father. And I don't know what else to say about the guy. There were times when he made me really mad. Because he was my father, and I think that's what dads are supposed to do. And times when he made me very happy. And those were the majority, of course. He always, there's some things he said that were awesome. And one of them was never start a fight, always finish it. Which, it's too bad he didn't like science fiction, because he would have liked Babylon 5, because John Sheridan's father said that. And that was something that, you know, I remember he taught me when I was getting bullied a lot as a kid. He said, you should always start a fight, never start a fight, always finish it. And then he said, I'm going to teach you how to fight. And he bought me boxing gloves, me and my brother and him. He used to have, my brother and I would box, and I would, I'm bigger than Dan. Now I don't think I could take Dan, I don't think, but, you know, when I was 8, pretty sure I could kick the crap out of my brother. But he had gloves too, and we'd sort of spar a bit. And he also him and Mom enrolled me in judo. I only did 1 year of it, but it was fun. It wasn't that fun, actually. It was hard. And I was 6. I didn't know my right from my left. And he said, if you don't learn your right from your left, I'm going to take your mother's nail polish. I'm going to paint your toes, your toenails, your left ones, with red toenail polish. He said, the way you could remember it, though, is that on the left, that's where the tape is on your glasses. I always had tape in my glasses as a kid, of course, because I always broke my glasses. And to this day, I still remember where left and right are by knowing where the tape is on my glasses, even though there's no tape anymore, and it hasn't been for probably 40 years. That's kind of cool. Dad was a big Ricky Nelson fan. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, I think. A Ricky Nelson song. One of the main reasons this isn't going to be put on the iTunes music store, podcast store, is because they'd likely take it down. But, yeah. I think that one of the things that he instilled in me was how to be a father. I've done okay. Maddie and John are great kids. And I think he also told me, and this may sound really cheesy, and I don't give a shit, you can all go fuck off if you don't like it. He taught me how to be a man. And how to, how people are supposed to behave. Don't take shit from people. And don't ever back down when you know you are right. But also, don't be a pretentious fuck. And I'll tell you something about my father. He was the most non-pretentious person you have ever met in your life. If you had the pleasure of meeting my dad, you'd know that. If not, take my word. Well, Dad, I miss you a great deal. And one day, hopefully, soon, the Habs will win another Stanley Cup. And in my mind, it'll be for you. Love you, man.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah. I was a fool. Carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. So for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart. Won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool.